This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Hooters of Kennesaw. If you're coming down to watch some college basketball action, you might want to get here soon because seats are starting to fill up. Also, we do have the opportunity for you to register and get tickets if you win to one of the games being played in Atlanta next weekend. So keep your eye on that. We're just about 10 minutes away from tip for today's first round. The first of 16 games today is number 9 Baylor. I wish they just put versus on these scoreboards, but versus number 8 Mississippi State. That game is going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. That might be an interesting crowd. It might be a little bit empty. You would imagine in Raleigh a lot of Duke fans are going to wait until that game a little bit closer to 3 o'clock to fill in. So
I got a question for you because I saw what you this. Thinking? I just saw this. The McNee ball boy.
Amir Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got NIL deals?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's been some weird NIL deals. I forget who it was. I just saw the first Waterboy is got – not at McNeese, but there's a Waterboy that got a water NIL deal.
Oh, really?
And McNeese is – Amir Khan has gotten like 3 different
NIL deals. His name is Amir Khan, like the boxer?
Yeah, man, like the exact same.
Okay, because I saw Amir. I was like, maybe that's his nickname or something. Oh, his name is Amir.
I think that's his name,
the boxer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, I see he got the boom box walking, rocking with all the necklace. And then ain't all his chains and stuff. Then the player's chains, I'm assuming.
I don't know, man.
He doesn't have NIL deals. So.
Yeah, he might be blinged out.
So he blinged out. All right.
Come yeah, it's interesting. A couple of things as we break away from college basketball for a little bit. Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 15 minutes. Of course, the 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons reporter got some questions for him with what's been going on. A couple of new signings for the Falcons. A couple signings elsewhere that we have to talk about as well as we head into the NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Randy, you and Andy talked about a bunch of new rules proposals and the teams that presented them yesterday, and there was one we didn't get to. I kind of separated it on the rundown because I wanted it to be its own discussion, and maybe we just overlooked it. Maybe it was on purpose. We'll find out right now and see if it's a decent chat. The Steelers proposed a rule that will allow teams to have one video or phone call directly with a prospective free agent to arrange travel as long as travel does not occur until the new league year.
Huh?
That doesn't ring a bell for you?
No, it does not. I'm trying to I'm trying to read through it again because I just saw it. Proposed rule that will allow one video, one phone call directly to the protective free agent.
Is it not the reason the Falcons don't have a fifth round pick or whatever they lost? This sounds to me like what Kirk Cousins did in regards to arranging travel and figuring out the medicals and what was going to happen there. And the Falcons lost the pick for it. Now the Steelers are proposing a rule to allow it.
Well, I mean, it happens all the time. People just like – people don't talk.
People don't admit that they did that?
It happens all the time in free agency. It just don't be talked about like Kirk Cousins and everything like that, getting giddy and damn, got them damn loose lips. It don't happen a lot. But it's but that's not the first time. What Kirk Cousins said, it happens every year in free agency.
Yeah.
It happens all the time, especially at the beginning of free agency because you're trying to hurry up and get yourself lined up with the prospect or the player right when everybody else does. So, yeah, I mean, if they put the rule in, fine, whatever, but this ain't something that is new.
No, it's definitely not new, but it is just one of those things. I'm like, man, if we'd done this one year earlier,
yeah,
we'd probably have
fifth round stuff.
And we'd be looking at a whole different – I mean, not a whole different draft, but,
yeah.
One of the reasons we're talking about the Falcons potentially either trading out of 15 or whatever is just to simply acquire more draft picks.
Yes.
You don't have
they
that
don't have
many.
A lot.
If you had that fifth round, even missing the third that you gave up in Judon, maybe you look at things a little bit different. Damar Hamlin re-signs with the Bills on a one-year deal, says he wants to spend his whole career with Buffalo. Maybe I'm on the soft side of this here, Randy. Like, I think the Bills should just be adding
you're
him.
You're on a soft side?
Maybe.
Damn, you're the most direct, like, I don't care what happened to him.
Well, because I'm going to bring up business decisions in a moment.
Oh.
But to me, this feels like the Bills have to just keep giving him a
Why?
Deal, right?
Why? This is a business.
Know. Well, I know. That's why I said I'm on the soft side of it.
This is a bit. No, this
I get
is,
that. That's why
this is. This is the way he played last year. Earned the right to be
sure.
out there, you know. And the thing with it is, you've had nobody. I don't remember nobody as severe about the damn that died,
right,
or anything like that. And then them doing them a favor because ain't enough roster spots on the NFL team for favors, you know. And you bring him in, and then you look at it. It's not a high priced deal because you got to pay your quarterback all his money, so you got to find some cheaper options than other players. You got a guy who's familiar with your roster. Familiar with what you want to do defensively, and more importantly, you're familiar with him. But I just love the part of that right there. Don't ever put yourself in a situation where you say you want to be somewhere for life in a business. You know what I mean? Hey, because
I'm just when here in Atlanta. I'm the other way.
Yeah, when the numbers ain't numbering, and you talking about for life, that's when you get disappointed when they look at you like, yeah, but. So, yeah.
Well, and we've dealt with the other side of that.
Yes, exactly.
We've dealt with an owner saying he'll be here for life, and then you get put in a bad financial situation because of that. That's much worse to me, at least.
Like, I 100% agree with you on that because the thing with it is would anybody look at Arthur Blank differently, even though he told Julio he's going to give him a new contract, would we look at him differently if he didn't give him one? No. Julio still would have played on that contract that he had? Yeah. But – you know, I love the fact that you keep your word. That's more dandy, especially when you're the guy who's receiving the funds from somebody keeping their word.
It is the NFL No Huddle football coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Couple Falcons on the move. Lorenzo Carter headed to the Titans.
You know what? I saw this. Zoe's just a good player to have on your team. He's a versatile guy. Not necessarily a number one or number two rusher, but he can be your three or four guy.
Feels also like a really good clubhouse presence.
And he is a good guy that can play. When we talk about favors and things like that, and the Tennessee Titans, they're looking for anything up there defensively, and he gives you just like a veteran presence that can do a lot of things for you defensively.
Does the Titans signing Lorenzo Carter take Abdul Carter off the board?
No.
Are you sure of that?
No.
Checking, man. Apparently Jordan Fuller has taken Malachi Starks off the board here in Atlanta. That's what a lot of people feel. So I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Yeah. But when you talk about a generation pass rusher.
No, I wasn't that serious. Rondale Moore, who kind of was a Falcon, I guess. I mean, he was, but, you know. He's going to join the Vikings.
Yeah.
sit behind Jefferson and Addison and kind of fight for that wide receiver three. And I thought that was the role for him potentially here.
Yeah, but all right.
Stays healthy.
I mean, you look at what they got offensively. Okay, I love Rondale coming out of college, man. I really, really did. Because he was a freaking dog. He was. I mean, you got the ball in his hands, and he was lightning. He just hasn't translated. Obviously, he started out in Arizona. Came over here. I had expectations. I thought he was going to fit and give this offense another dime.
I thought what Ray McCloud eventually became, Rondale Moore was a shoe-in.
And I thought he was going to be
and better at it.
Yeah. But he obviously gets hurt and everything, and you don't get an opportunity to see it.
The Bengals, and this is where I get now to the financial side, is the Bengals said about paying Chase and Higgins, quote, they earned it.
Well, yeah, they did earn it, but you know, when you look at certain things, and I would never, ever get mad, not I was thinking that hate on another man getting his money, because you should get your money. But T. Higgins' deal sucks. Go look at the ins and outs of his deal. He wanted to be there so bad that – and because he's so young, concessions. Yeah. And you don't do that in business. Don't worry. He's going to make generational money.
I was going to say, get the guarantee, okay? And then we'll talk
about
what else.
But the thing about it is how it's structured, Abe. Yeah. Go back. If you get a chance, go back and look at it, how it's structured. It's basically it really is the franchise tag with a few more dollars added on to it. Because they can cut him with nothing guaranteed after this year.
Yeah. The other thing for me is just like, yes, they did earn it. They're both outstanding players.
Yes.
But you've also got to consider what your team is able to do or not do with or without them. It just – this to me feels like when we're talking about the financial decision of, you want this guy to be on your team, that's great.
Right.
How much flexibility does it give you to improve where you actually need to improve?
You remember on Monday or Tuesday, whenever I had mentioned this, they're going by what the Indianapolis Colts did. Back when Peyton Manning, you put all your money on offense.
Yeah.
You get a dynamic pass rusher in Dwight Freeney, pay him, and then you got to go fill in those
lanes. Can't pay your dynamic pass rusher right now.
Exactly.
Maybe they can.
Yeah. But then you look at it because of how basic of a scheme that Tony Dungy and them ran, the cover two, Tampa two type defense. You didn't have to have elite players on it. Yeah, they were good players, but it was more of a
system. But even then, it took a career year from Bob Sanders to make the difference.
Exactly. But you remember when Bob came back, Bob got hurt.
Yeah.
And then Bob comes back, and then because of Bob Sanders' ability, they kind of went away from the traditional Tampa 2 that they did, because Bob was most effective when he
coming
was down by the ball.
Yeah,
and so they got to figure out some stuff like that. But, yeah, this team is going to have to – and the biggest thing with them, Abe, is that they're going to have to freaking come out the gates swinging, because you know they start off damn slow and have to fight their way back all the time. Talking about the Bengals, they got, because either somebody's holding out, Joe Burrow's had an off-season surgery or something like that.
Well, we're going to see what excuses are there.
They got to go.
See that quarterback series.
They got to go.
Be featured. And
they
got to
go.
Slow start cost them the playoffs this year. Last one I want to get into here real quick. Najee Harris, no longer with the Steelers, says that Pittsburgh didn't have an identity on offense. Who is that on? Is that Tomlin? Is that Arthur Smith? Is it the quarterbacks?
But you got to look at it more than anything, because the way he was talking was like when he was a young player, he didn't have anybody to talk to and help him out and all those different things. And, I mean, you're a damn pro. Help your damn self. I always look at it like that, because and I hate when people leave an organization and then all of a sudden they want to say stuff that they probably should have said there. You know, you should have probably said something then, but now you get away. You get from a different team, and now you want to just point out everything that was bad with the football team. And I'm not saying – I'm like that with everybody. It's like, just go about your business and just move on and keep it pushing and everything. But, I mean, and I would speak from a general sense of myself. It's like you got to learn how to play the game. I mean, obviously you want to have an older player to talk to and help you out on some things, but it's your job at stake. You know, so a lot of things, because I had to learn a lot on my own. That's how you learn anyways. That's how you learn how to be a football player, by learning things on your own. But, I thought it was a little tacky. I really did.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
It's never a good look.
It don't help
trash
you.
About
it don't help you.
That's where you stand on that. All right, when we come back here on the Midday Show, Joe Patrick, 99 The Game Falcons reporter, is going to join us. Got some interesting stuff for him. We are live at Hooters of Kennesaw, 2102 Old 41 Highway, and we are just seconds away from this first game, Baylor and Mississippi State tipping off day two of the first round. 16 games coming your way throughout the day in the NCAA tournament. Stick around. Joe Patrick up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First game of the NCAA tournament, almost 4 minutes deep, and it is tied 7-7 between Baylor and Mississippi State. Live coverage of the NCAA tournament is going to be on tonight at 7 p.m. on 92.9 The Game. Westwood One's live coverage is currently being streamed right now at westwoodonesports.com, but you certainly don't want to go anywhere because we got the only Joe Patrick joining us.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
I realize I did that wrong. I didn't throw any insults.
Yeah, I mean, because, again, introducing I don't know. You got some nice tendencies towards Joe that came out so wrong.
Abe, your check is in the mail.
I got a question for you, Joe, because you are one of the nicest people, but you do get into your spats. And your guy Abe here, because I'm gonna call him your guy because he didn't say anything bad about you.
I do have one thing bad to say about him.
But I just want
to
know, like, Joe, you seem I'll say it. You seem like a man's man, Joe. If you were to go out like that and eat, like, say, boneless chicken wings, right, would you eat them with a fork or would you at least be man enough to eat it with your hand?
Yeah, okay. Is someone eating them with a fork? Chicken nugget. First of all, boneless wing would not be on my plate. It would be
okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just checking. Okay.
But But you definitely use them with your hands, regardless. Okay. I mean, do you eat chicken nuggets with a fork?
I'm not saying any names. I was just curious. That was all. That was okay. All
right. We'll get into this after we hang out with you, Joe.
Yeah, I was just curious with that. That's all.
I will say this. How little has gone on in Atlanta sports that the U.S. national team losing in the Nations Cup made your headlines?
right, exactly. I mean, it's that time of year. We're just waiting for this stuff to happen. But I mean, the big headline is obviously is the NCAA basketball tournament. But, man, that was disappointing, to say the least. It's been going on for too long with this U.S. team. You hope it was behind them with, you know, the coaching change, but it just goes to show. I think it'll always be with them, this struggle that they have in their own region, kind of with – honestly, I feel better about the U.S. soccer team playing against the better teams like Canada and Mexico at this point than I feel about them playing against some of these lower-rung teams who are going to play a completely different style of game where they're just bunkered in, and the United States just doesn't have a lot of creativity, or at least that's what they showed last night. They didn't have a lot of that creativity. They needed to score the goals.
Hey, JP, it's about the back end of free agency. You're starting to see some 1-year deals, the veterans and everything. And I completely forgot that the Avery Woods had left to go to Philadelphia. Completely forgot about that. And now they bring in a new returner as far as Jamal Agnew, guys that's been around the league, has done these different things. Does that put him as, you know, probably prime one to be the returner? And is he just strictly a punt returner, or is he both?
I think so. Well, yeah, he'll be the punt returner. As for who's returning the kicks, I guess it matters more now than it used to. But it's such you just don't really like think about the kick return aspect of special teams game as much because of the way the game has changed. But yeah, I mean, I expect him, like, his signing is that he's going to come in and be the returner. Frankly, that Avery was not last year, coming off of a torn ACL that he suffered in OTAs in 2023. So that's unfortunate for Avery, but I think the thing about Jamal Agnew is that not only is he that returner, who I think he will be the kicker returner and the punt returner, but he at least also fills another role for you as a receiver, which Avery just was never able to do. And understandably so. I mean, he was a converted cornerback coming from college. And, you know, in Arthur Smith's offense, they did have some wrinkle plays for him, but that was in an offense that was a lot kind of less developed with less playmakers at that point in time, talking back in, like, 2022 than it does now. So he kind of was getting phased out, and I think at least Jamal Agnew brings with him the return ability, but also the ability to be a solid backup, I think, specifically for Ray McCloud and that kind of S role that he has in this offense as the motion guy and the guy who's going to take some of those jet sweeps and do some more creative things with. So I think that the benefit of Agnew is, you know, whatever you get that's better than Avery Williams is great in the return game, but also he does fill some depth for you in that receiving room as well that I don't think Avery did as much.
What does the signing of Jordan Fuller mean? I mean, I know he played with Carolina last year, but he's familiar with Raw. What does that just signify, that, you know, he's going to pencil in as a safety starting next to Jesse Bates, or is it more or less they're going to maybe – I know Malachi Sark's probably off the board with this pick, but what does that signal as far as his signing for the Falcons?
Yeah, I think – you know what I think that this signals is how much faith that this coaching staff has. Or I don't know about faith, but how much potential that this coaching staff thinks that DeMarco Helms has, honestly. Because I think that – what this signing says, I mean, like, Jordan Fuller, great Buckeye, of course. I've got to give him a shout-out for that. But, you know, he is kind of a league-average replacement kind of player. But I think that, you know, they're happy to bring in that kind of player to compete with DeMarco Helms. And I think that, honestly, the coaching staff would love to see DeMarco Helms kind of win that job. But I think that it's going to be more of a battle between those two guys as to who plays next to Jesse Bates in the safety role. And, you know, you have, like, free safeties and strong safeties, and I think that kind of dynamic has gone out the window a little bit here in the last 5 years or so, where you just need both of your safeties to be able to do a lot, and that's what I see out of all three of these guys is, you know, they're not – well, obviously Jesse Bates is pretty much great in every area. The other two, I think Helms has some – you know, he's more of a hitter, more of a tackler, so is Jordan Fuller. But I think that, you know, you have more well-rounded guys who can play in a lot of two high safety shells, and which is, I think, what we expect to see, because that's just kind of becoming the dominant defensive idea that's taking place around the league.
Since we're talking about the Buckeyes, Joe, I think I'll let you know your boy Nick Buzak is currently getting dominated by Drake Ayala at the wrestling quarterfinals. Just wanted to update you on that. Joe Patrick joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. Joe, kind of a similar question in the reverse, really. With Lorenzo Carter leaving, what does that maybe mean in terms of the draft? You add the safety, a lot of people say that takes Malachi Starks off the board. Now you lose Lorenzo Carter. Just another reason that, 15 looks like it's a pass rusher?
I think so. And it's a little bit different because I think you do have Braylon Trice coming back. So you're planning on getting some production there. And I think that it makes sense to kind of phase Lorenzo Carter off the team at this point, considering his age and where this team is and the young players behind him like Braylon Trice, they can develop. But, and they signed Leonard Floyd. But, I think that there's obviously still room for another edge defender on this team because that's just like a position where you kind of want to just stock up as much talent as possible. And especially if you've got an opportunity to pick in the middle of the first round in a draft that is kind of stocked full of a lot of potential, great potential in these pass rushers, that you got to take those shots and try to get as many of them, rostered as possible, because it's very hard to find those types of players otherwise. It's hard to, you don't see top defensive ends come up in free agency much other than guys who are kind of at the ends of their careers who are signing for shorter term deals, because teams don't want to let those kinds of players go. So that's why I've been kind of gung-ho on the Falcons taking that shot. And I kind of see it similar to what the team did at quarterback last year, where they obviously make these two big moves to make sure that they were covered in that position. Ultimately, they are covered in that position, but I don't think it's the way they wanted it to go. But I think that at edge, you can play more than one of those at a time. So it makes all more sense to just, devote as many resources as possible so that you can get this pass rush straightened out. And then, Abe, just to like kind of vamp on this topic of the pass rush, I'll be interested to see how the culture of that room develops now that especially Grady Jarrett has moved on. It feels like there's an opportunity for this Falcons defense to kind of reinvent itself in a way that is younger and just kind of more, us against the world. There's not a lot of prestigious talent here, but we all feel like we have the opportunity to go out and prove people wrong. And, you need talent to do that. And so I expect the team to obviously add in that department in this draft, especially with their first pick.
JP, real quick, got about a minute. United going up to Cincinnati, trying to find a way to get a damn win. How about that? A win.
Yeah. We talked to Alexi Maranchuk yesterday, and, he addressed the criticisms of the attack head on. And it will be a challenge for them going into this game because they're going to be without so many players, especially at the back, actually. They only really have one natural center back. I think we could see Ronnie Dyla kind of cook something up that is a little bit creative at the back there to try to cover himself. But it's certainly going to be a big game for Alexi Maranchuk playing in this one without Miguel Almiron, who's playing with Paraguay, played last night. They won, by the way. But, it's going to be Alexi. It's going to be Latte Lott and Saba Lobchenidze up front, and they're going to have to try to carry this team against a really good Cincinnati team that is up there with the other, the select few MLS Cup contenders. So will be, I don't know if it's so much a litmus test because they are so shorthanded, but I think it will kind of be a character assessment for what this group has, and we'll see how well they're able to perform. But they're going to have a different look about them tomorrow for sure than what we've seen the first four games.
Joe, as always, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Joe Patrick covering both styles of football there on the WadeFord.com hotline. When we come back, we'll get an update on what's going on in the NCAA tournament. One game already underway, another one right about to tip. And then I also have a question for Randy about the quarterback series and Kirk Cousins' involvement on it in regards to the Netflix docuseries, whatever we want to call it. Also, a special edition of Backpage with Bo coming your way as well. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We are live at Hooters of Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Make sure you stop in, get some food, get some drink, and sign up here to potentially win some tickets to one of the games in Atlanta next weekend. Game. Welcome back in, Hooters to Kennesaw. Abe Gordon here, hanging out with you alongside Randy McMichael, filling in for Andy Bunker today. We got one game just about to tip. Robert Morris, the Colonials, against the Alabama Crimson Tide. That game is going to be on True TV right now on CBS, though. Still tied. Not 7-7 anymore, but 16-16 between Baylor and Mississippi State. That's a 8-9 game, and you mentioned it, Randy. Those 8-9s, the 7-10s, right. You really – you traditionally feel are going to be relatively competitive, and it's looking – by the way, that was what was so surprising to me about that UCLA game last night where they blew out the 10-seed Utah State. But you got a good game from Arkansas, Kansas in the 10-7. You got a good game out of Creighton, Louisville. Gonzaga, Georgia, 8-9.
We got to ask
quite a good game.
We got to beat down.
We'll talk about that.
We got to beat down.
We'll talk about that. We were in a tournament,
unlike Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your degree? What's the paper on the wall say?
Looking for coach. Help wanted.
Indiana.
No, they hired
Indiana,
one.
Right?
They hired one.
It says Indiana.
DeVries.
But it's crazy because
I don't know where that thing is.
You don't keep up with your degree?
It's somewhere.
Really?
It's somewhere. I didn't even go to graduation. I left. I took my last final on like a Tuesday morning, and I bailed out of there Tuesday. I wasn't waiting around till Friday.
Like they were
also did a mid.
They were waiting on your ass. That was seemed like.
Well, I was it.
I
graduated in December.
I know we got to do the back page. But I saw the funniest thing because obviously it's about to be spring break, and you know the McMichael family in spring break, we're gonna be on somebody's freaking boat. And I saw these things about like the people you meet on boat because at dinner a lot of times if you don't have a big group, you're with different strangers.
You're talking about on a cruise.
On a cruise, yeah.
Oh boy, and I'm like
so
six of these people.
I had laughed so hard because it was like the person who takes Too Serious, the woman with the big-ass Snow White ball gown.
Right.
And I thought about you in this way, Bo. Correct me if Bo, come with me on this one. The guy who talks about how many damn cruises he's been on. And the first person I thought about was damn Abe. The guy you sit at dinner with people, you know, this is our 11th cruise, you know. And yeah.
That's not really me.
That's not you?
No.
I can't believe that.
No. There are those people for sure.
Yeah.
Because they'll talk about our – X time on this ship, and the only ship we haven't been on is this and that, and we're trying the new ship next year. There are those people,
and the guy,
I'm not really,
what they call him the guy who reserves all the chairs at 6 o'clock in the morning for his whole family.
That's definitely not me.
Okay, all right, okay.
They tried to cut back on that too.
I'm just thought
that used to be a problem.
Bo, I just thought about Abe when they said the guys who be sitting at the table during dinner and tell you all the damn cruises they've been on and what's wrong with them.
So I think that when Abe is with his family, who has probably gone on as many or more cruises, he's not that guy. But if Abe were to go on a cruise with someone that has not been on a lot of cruises,
right.
I think that's definitely Abe.
Okay, there we go.
No.
It was so mean. They had
if someone says it's their first cruise, I may mention I've been on a couple.
12.
I don't know the number.
You've been on that many cruises, you don't know how many you've been on.
Well, you don't start counting like on your first one and second one. I was a kid; I didn't know anything.
But as an adult, fully grown man,
I have no idea how many I've been on.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Really?
No. Keep track.
I do.
How many flights have you been on?
I mean, it's a different. You fly all the time.
But
people
my point is, you just
don't cruise all the time.
Keep track. How many have you been on?
How many cruises I've been on? Six.
Oh, well, that's a low number.
Yeah, I know, but that seems like it's a whole lot.
Low number, so you can keep track.
Six seems like it's a whole lot.
It is a lot. So is this coming, 7?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm guy at dinner who orders half the menu. Was that one of the people?
Yes.
Because I'm guy.
Yeah, guy who has 6 plates at the buffet.
Yeah.
Because
No. Only at dinner. Only at dinner.
Because it's free.
At dinner too.
Yeah, okay.
I do want to mention this before we get into the back page here. Women's tournament is starting today. Hopefully you got your brackets in. It's actually already underway. Feels like it's a much smaller draw with no Caitlin Clark. It might be a better tournament overall. I feel like last year we were kind of just waiting to see LSU and Iowa match up. There's a lot of teams that could win it in the women's game this year. Georgia Tech at 7:30 tonight against Richmond. They're in Pauley Pavilion. Cool spot to play. You been to Pauley?
No.
I've been there once. It was an outstanding game, actually. Years ago, I was there to cover the Rose Bowl. And we went to Pauley for a UCLA-Missouri game.
Oh, I mean,
really good game.
You got to watch out.
This was in Missouri.
It
was good.
They seem like the Lady Bruins, they seem like they're the sneaky. They seem like they might.
Sneaky. They're like a one seed.
I know, but no, I'm talking about when you talk about the UConns, you talk about Juju, and you talk about South Carolina.
Right.
This
That's fair.
Team,
That's
this
fair.
One right here, this UCLA team, these young ladies seem like they might be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think Juju probably stole a lot of the thunder out of the conference and out of that city specifically, and I think you're right on that one. Men's game, Baylor's taking a small lead. Alabama's they're off and running against Robert Morris. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. A special edition of the Back Page. Hello, Bo.
Well, gentlemen, the streak is officially over. And that's the consecutive innings pitched without a hit streak by Juice Johnson. It ends at 7. 45 degrees at first pitch last night. The absolute of worst conditions to be playing a softball game in. Absolute great conditions to be playing football, but we were not doing that. So we get down by 5 early to Collins Hill yesterday in the first two innings. And then Juice Johnson takes the mound in the third. She gives up 2 consecutive hits. One of them was just a blast to the wall that got through my outfield, so she scores. So she gives up 2 runs, strikes out over the next 2 innings, strikes out 6 straight. So her final line is 2 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts.
I saw this on one of the Reddit blogs. I saw the Colin Hills, 11U, 10U girls, ringers.
There are, yeah, man, they got some meters on it.
I just want you to, I read that, Bo.
Message nice. Boards.
Yeah, man, we'll I read, I'm telling the story because I don't know how to say it right. I saw the message board, no, I'm sorry. I saw it on Facebook that Collins Hills, you and Ringers. So those girls are like 13, Bo, so don't worry about
they,
it.
They may no, be. Couple don't worry about are, it, Bo. A couple of them could look like they could probably drive.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Bo. A couple of them 13.
But, no, she's doing what I want her to do because she throws consistent strikes, and that's what those girls are going to do is hit fastballs. You know, the biggest thing you don't want to do at this level is walk a bunch of people. Well, she does walk people, but she's starting to throw so many, you know, a lot more strikes. So that now we can incorporate different pitches. So she kind of fuels the 5-run comeback. We end up winning the game 9-8 in the last inning. She actually had a very heads-up baseball play on a little bloop single that she hit, her only at-bat. A little bloop single right over the second baseman. She runs all the way almost to second base. Drawing a throw, we had a runner on third. As soon as she drew that throw to second base, so they could try to throw her out, we scored a run. So,
get you some.
To be a heads-up little softball player there. Speaking of things that ended yesterday, so I don't even know what extended auction time is because after that 9-hour countdown that I told you about yesterday expired on the Paul Skeens card, the auction was over.
Right.
Final tally, 7 digits. $1.1 million
damn
for the Paul Skeens one of one. And I still can't decide which was the better deal, the $1.1 million or the 30 years of season tickets. And I guess it all kind of depends on where exactly the season tickets were located.
But I got a question for you. Would you take this? What would you have done? You would have took the mill, right?
If I'm in Pittsburgh and I draw this card and they offer me seats that are equivalent to the Truist Club, I'm taking the tickets.
Okay.
I think there are a couple differences. The first difference that you brought up is if you're not in Pittsburgh.
Correct. That's
you're
that's
now
a huge
asking
caveat,
for a lot of work to where you maybe can make more money in the long run, but you have to be dedicated for 30 years to try and sell these tickets on a year-in, year-out basis. That's too much work for me, Bo. And then the other thing is, like you said, if you're of age – and you're getting the quality of seats in which you preside there, Bo Johnson, that would make it a lot easier as well.
And it also
that makes that decision a lot easier.
But you're going in kind of betting on, I don't know, betting on yourself, betting on the card, because you have no idea what this card's going to end up selling for. He does end up crossing over the $1 million range, and we knew it was going to sell for a lot. But, I mean, if the card sells for $400,000, are you disappointed?
No.
You don't think so? Well, I guess not living in California, so that's a huge thing. And he's 11, his parents are probably going to take it from him anyway.
Bo, I can still see the decimal point that shows how many cents I have in my bank account.
Same here, brother. Same here.
So no. No, I would not have been disappointed with $400,000.
And as of last week, there were only 4 digits, including the decimal point. So, yeah, man, I got it. I see what you're saying. What a spot we could have been in. So to update y'all on my own card findings, I did get my 20 John Cena cards in from Topps Now.
Are they gonna be, what's it worth?
No autos. They are going to be worth some money. I'm never going to sell any of them for more than probably $100. But The three-way signature card with Travis Scott, The Rock, and John Cena, those are in my mailbox right now, so maybe I'll get that one-of-one auto in that one. We'll see. So I guess speaking of auctions, maybe this is auction season where all the rich people that are, you know, got nothing else to spend their money on but nerdy sports stuff. So here's a couple things that hit the auction blocks this week, fellas, and I want to see if y'all are interested in any of these. How about a 2009 letter of Marshawn Lynch failing a drug test due to cannabis? Now, this includes the confidential letter envelope that the letter came in. Clearly states Marshawn's name. It has you can read the entire letter as clear as day. What he failed for. It's in pretty good condition. Opening bid on this letter, $300.
I have a price that I would pay for this.
Nothing.
And it's like $12.
But no, it's crazy. Like, yeah. It's crazy because like I've never filled drug tests. I've never been in the program or anything. But I've seen the actual letter. And the one thing they always want to do, because the B sample is the most important thing about a drug test, especially if it's fuzzy or anything like that. And so that means that he like failed. Because when you get that letter, it means you failed. Like sometimes they'll give you the original letter and then you go to the bottle plan B or bottle B or whatever it is, but for him to flunk a drug test in the NFL, that means that Marshawn didn't give a damn about smoking because everybody knows when you get tested unless he was in a program, everybody knows you get tested right after Memorial Day. That's when the P man comes.
And that was in 2009. And I don't remember if he even faced a suspension. They ended up having a good year that year. So here's a lot of the items off of the O.J. Simpson estate are being auctioned off this week. How about a autographed Heisman USC poster from O.J. Simpson, starting at $100? That seems kind of cheap to me.
Yeah, because they know where all his money going. Where all the money going? Is that not Nicole's family selling this stuff off?
I guess it is the owners of the property. I guess yeah, the O.J. Simpson estate. I think that's his own family too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I realized midway through that story that you said USC, which makes a ton of sense. I thought it said an autographed UFC poster.
USC.
Why is OJ part of an autographed UFC poster? UFC I would actually be more interested in the UFC poster than
That would have to be super rare. How about Robert Kardashian signed, and I don't know why you would ever autograph a Bible, signed an inscribed Bible starting at $2,500 that he gave to OJ as a token of friendship.
He gave OJ a Bible.
Was that, and he
was
signed
that like
it.
when he first got put in the
is
clank?
Is it the one he used to swear himself in?
Yeah,
maybe.
That might be worth more than that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
A $2,500 Bible that Robert Kardashian gave him. That had to be the Bible. Was that the Bible that he was holding
if the glove don't fit?
Yeah.
It might have been that Bible. For that much, it has to be, right? All right, so how about an expired OJ driver's license? Starting at a measly $500.
None of these have any interest to me.
No.
Is that just me?
Or like, value. That's
I wouldn't
thing.
Think they would even fetch anywhere near, but there are weirdos that want weirdo stuff. So
yes, there,
you
there is. Yes, there is.
Yeah, I don't know how any of these reach over $20, but that's someone will pay it. Then,
things that rich people spend their money on, Abe. When you got that much money to burn, it doesn't matter what
you're spending
on.
Well, like we said, decimal point still visible, so that's a hard pass for me. Thank you very much, Bo. When we come back, when we start the final hour here of the Midday Show, it's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael and I are here. We got my guy Gordon here with us as well. We're at Hooters of Kennesaw, 2102 Old 41 Highway. We got a couple of basketball games already underway. Gonna talk once more about what we saw yesterday in the tournament. We still got to talk about some of the other games later today, but we've also got a little bit of some new news nuggets that have taken place throughout the show today. We'll talk about